reacting to that one, Mel?
I like it, but I don't think it's a very positive message, is it? Verses are lovely, but, you know. Well, I suppose it's an emotion that we all feel sometimes.
You know, wish you'd done that one of yours now, just have someone going, I hate you, smack out, so what
you do, my blooming enemy, you divot!
Right. Can you imagine what the press would read into that?
I know, yeah, there you go. Caught Out There by Kellis. He seems like a nice bloke.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, very nice fellow.
anyway, right, now it's, 23 minutes to?
Three.
This is Mark and Lard, and Melanie C is with us today, for a bit longer anyway. We've got loads more stuff. We've got Choco Cheese coming, we've got Fat Harry White, we've got the Mystery Voice competition, we have got
Family
Fortune Cookies, we've got It's a Mystery.
We've got so much.
But here's today's Cheesily Cheerful Chart Challenge. Now this will interest you, Mel, because I know you're a real huge fan of chickens, aren't you? Do you eat chicken?
Chicken.
What do you eat? Do you eat food? Yeah, I mean, do you eat loads of it? Any one of these? Because you know, I mean,
I have over Christmas.
Have you?
Yeah.
I mean, do you have to watch? I mean, do you still work out a lot? Are you still sporty?
Yeah, I still work out a lot. Just about eating. I try to eat healthily, really, because it just makes you feel good, doesn't it? You know, you've only got one body, so you've got to take care of it.
But yeah, I mean, you must fancy. Fish and chips and things occasionally. You must have scotch, or you're really pure.
If I'm gonna have a splurge, it's probably be like a cake or something.
Right.
You know, you may as well have something really, you know, really naughty.
Do you smoke?
No.
You drink?
I am so against smoking.
Right, yeah.
I just think, why smoke? Because it gives you cancer.
Right, yeah.
Why give yourself cancer? Do I drink?
Yeah.
I'd rather not, but occasionally I do.
Right.
You know, everything in moderation.
Right. So you don't come off the...
All about balance.
I mean, I thought when the Spice Girls came off, there was four cases of Newcastle Brown, and you just went through them before you left in the back.
Yeah, that was for Mel B.
She drinks, does she?
Oh, you know, we've all been known to have the odd tipple.
Yeah, right. How is she, by the way, after all this?
She's fine. She's
all right?
Yeah.
Is she reverting to... Is she Mel B again at the moment?
Yes.
Or is, yeah, okay. Fair enough. All right, then. But anyway, chickens, right? This is all about a chicken today.
Big story.
Big story.
Probably right. Know it already.
A chicken insured for £1 million after death threats from parish councillors has been found dead in mysterious circumstances.
Oh dear.
Violet, a 4-year-old Rhode Island Red, was often seen strutting through Finching Field in Essex for a daily rendezvous with ducks at the pond on the village green. But at a heated meeting last year, one parish councillor threatened to wring her neck because of the mess she was accused of making around the war memorial. Not long afterwards, Violet, who then lived with her owners Ron and Paula Flight, publicans at the Fox, almost met her end when she was struck by a white van. Mr. and Mrs. Flight decided to take drastic action. Mr. Flight contacted an insurance broker in the city and took out £1 million cover on Violet the chicken. The only conditions imposed by the underwriter were that Violet had to be trapped, killed and eaten by a parish councillor. Yesterday, following the discovery of Violet's body in the back garden of the family's home, Mrs. Flight said they would be looking at the policy's small print. So sound a bit spooky to that. You insure a chicken for £1 million, and then soon after, it's found mysteriously with its neck wrung.
This is a true story.
This is a true story.
Is it in the newspapers?
It's in the newspapers, yeah. You know,
it's a bit like Inspector Moore.
What a mystery.
It's a mystery, isn't it? Could you ring a chicken's neck? Are you a veggie?
I was a veggie.
Yeah,
I think I'd rather be a veggie, but, you know, talking about health issues once again. It's quite difficult to be a vegetarian, I find, on the road, and get enough protein.
Right, yeah, fair enough, yeah. Could you manage on this castaway? Have you seen this castaway thing where they've all gone to an island, they have to wring chickens' necks and things?
I've seen about 2 minutes of it, but it's about survival, isn't it, you know?
Could you survive in the wild, do you think?
I don't know, I suppose anybody would. Whatever's thrown at you, you cope with it, don't you?
Absolutely,
yeah.
Like this.
Would you manage best out of the sport? If the Spice Girls went to an island and had to live with all your comforts, would you survive better than the others, do you think?
Yeah, I do.
I sort of get that impression.